Yeah. I have an explanation for that. Parashas Pinchas v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen. Pasuk says, Hey Shavis Chamosi, Hinini Noisen Lois Brisi Sholeim, V'dosh Razal B'Shas. So Chazal teach us, Loi Niskayin Pinchas Ad Shaharga the Zimri. And Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Is Lohavan Lashon Lamar Shuli Yisrael. We know that every time the Torah says Lamar, that Lamar is for Moshe Rabbeinu to pass on the information to Klal Yisrael. Obviously, this lemar is not to Pinchas because there it says it already clearly. So the lemar clearly is not to Pinchas. That being the case, where does this tzivoy necessitate an amira to Klal Yisrael? It's not relevant to them. What's the difference between Heshiv somehow means he returned? Hesir would mean he removed. Why did he return the wrath rather than removing the wrath? Here we go. The Noida Masham Chazal Ein Peronius Bol Oilam Ela Bishvil Yisrael, that Tzores do not come to the world only because of Klal Yisrael. Similarly, Chazal say that goodness comes to the world, Bishvil Yisrael. Teaches the Maranaim. I believe elsewhere he says this, B'Shem the B'Shem HaKodesh. Shuka Ometz, Leinu B'Makamache, this could be explained as I write elsewhere, Shehan Hoges Kol Ha'ilomos Masur B'Yad Yisrael. That the conduct, the operation of all the Ilomos is given over into the hands of Klal Yisrael, Shen Koyma Shlema B'Samach Ribi Nishmesayim. That Klal Yisrael creates in their essence, through their neshamas, a gestalt, a structure of 600,000 neshamas. And as the Talmid Baal Shem emphasized so much, Shen Chedek Hashem Mamish, these neshamas are a Chedek Hashem, K'meshiksiv, like the Pasuk says, V'shachanti B'Seicha. What's more, V'nemar, to prove the same thing, the Pasuk says, Oil Shikin Ba'adah, meaning, Sheshchinosa Yizbarach Hu Mamish B'Yisrael B'Kerav L'Vaveyim. That the Shechin of Klal Yisrael is Mamish in their midst. I saw today, Reb Mendel Vitebske says, in Priya Oretz, and I believe it's on Parshas Matis, Azashprach, unbelievable language. He writes that due to the fact that we believe that the Rebbeinu Shleim, the Neshama, is a Chedek Elikai, and that the Rebbeinu Shleim dwells in the midst of every Yid. See if I can find it. Yeah. He says, when a person has an inappropriate thought, he should be so disgusted with himself, it's to him it should be as if he put up a tzelem, an idol in the heichel. And he says, so that mind is Kodesh, there's the Kodesh Kedoshim. The lev is the Hechel. So he says, if afterwards he's taken it and brought in something that's inappropriate, he should feel by himself as if he's brought in a tzelem into the Hechel. Sometimes some imagery can bring something out in such a powerful way. So Reb Mendel Vitebske gives you the imagery, how we should view ourselves. Okay, we're still there, everybody?
Yeah,
we're okay. All here. Oh, yeah. Go. K'may Shaksiv, meaning, Shetzarech kol echad liyas libay mishkin labayri yizbarach. Every person's heart needs to become a mishkin to the Rebbeinu Shlom. How do we see to it that the neshama should be a mishkan? By seeing to it that the chelek, which is that which is within the person, that which is mechaya, that gives life to the person, shouldn't be cut off from its source. Is v'al yudeza. By being connected, yesh koyach biyodoy liyached es atzmei ves kol ha'olam, the person has the ability to create a unity between himself and the entire world with which he is connected. Im kol ha'nivroim ves kol ha'olam es ha'yonim lein tzev baruch hu. The person becomes the miyached. He becomes the tool of connection between himself, the entire world, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm sure you're familiar with the language of the Zohar. The Zohar, when the Zohar speaks of the tzaddik, he writes the achid b'shamaya uva'ara, that the tzaddik is miyachid, heaven and earth. That's what the Maharanayim is explaining. As a result of this tzaddik's yichud, of this tzaddik's connection between heaven and earth, the result of that is was nishba shefu bracha v'toiva. There's a tremendous bounty and overflowing of goodness, me'ein seif, mi'ila la'ol, from one step to the next, b'ishtal shalus, from in the process that the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed and created for bounty to come forth from him into the physical world, me'olam li'olam, ad zeh olam im kol ha'nivroim, and down to this world, including all of the creations. Why? Because the tzaddik, this person, is connecting everything using the pipeline. He's connecting everything to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So all the pipelines are open. He creates a unity between all of it. There's a seamless connection between all of creation. And here, he introduces the word V'oz Shvil Hashefa. Then the pathway of bounty is open and complete and straight. Then the bracha, the goodness and the blessings flow through this shvil, through this path that he created. Through their dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shuein Tzav Baruch Hu. As we know, Shemi Menu Leseitze Shum Rachas V'Shalom. From the Ribbono Shel Olam comes forth no evil. Kameshik Sim Mipiel Yin Leseitze Arois. Elamai, what happens when we experience harshness in this world? It's because we've damaged the pipeline. So therefore, when the pipeline is intact, the entire world experiences bounty and goodness. So that's the Taich. V'zehu Ein Toiva Bo Lo'ilam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. The goodness that comes to the world comes with the shvil that Klal Yisrael created. B'shvil u'lashon mesila v'derech. It means a pathway, a route. Good. Shetiknu shvil me'ever hashefer k'omer. The ma'aver hashefer. They created a shvil through which the bounty can flow. U'behepichas v'shalom. Conversely, faket as I kilkel hashvil, the destruction, the harming of the shvil, goyim din in uparanis chas v'shalom, that causes the withholding of that chesed. Me'acha she'en yichud, because the world lacks the unity and the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. She Yisrael mufradin mishar shana klal lishuain tzayif baruch hu. Because Klal Yisrael is separated from their source, which is the infinite, is nifrit chas v'shalom, kol ha'olam v'nivraim gamkein. Therefore we understand, ein piranis balayim of the b'shvil Yisrael, as well, meaning it is all because of whatever shvil we create. Let's take it a step further. Let's attempt to understand this even further. Nak the Mishneh Davis. By introducing the Mishneh Pirkei Avos, the Mishneh says there, Be'asarim amaras nivra olam, the world was created with 10 statements. Umatam alayim, and then the Mishneh asks, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create with 10 statements? He could have created with one. says the Mishnah Elalihi Parah Min HaRishayim, to take revenge in the wicked who destroyed a world which was created with 10 statements, and to give credit, to give schar to the tzaddikim that sustain a world that was created with 10 statements. We need to understand this. The Rebbe Shlomo would have created a world, gone out of his way, to create a world in 10 statements, in order to increase the punishment against the wicked, because they've destroyed a world. How can this be? How did the Mishnah answer its own question? If it was possible to create with one, why create with 10? Lo yitachen, it can't be that the Rebbeinu Shleim, who wants to do good, how can it be that he would have done something only to increase the punishment of the wicked? We can understand the intent of the Mishnah based upon that which is known. The 10 statements are, or they correspond to, the 10 midos hanikraim b'svarim sviros, that which the Svarim HaKadoshim call the sviros. Those 10 statements correspond to these 10 sviros. These 10 midas were the tools of creation. What's the, he goes into kemat, the same structure that Rabbi Moshe L'Chaim Litzato gives at the beginning of Derech Hashem, that the Rabbi Nishleim is a toiv, umiteva ha-toiv lehetiv, and the nature of good is to do good. Now, what is the goodness itself? He continues, the Rabbi Nishleim wanted in his goodness so that humanity will come to recognize his goodness. He wanted that they should be makir these midos. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam created a world which it is impossible for there to be anyone to recognize these midos were it not for the fact that there are creations. Now, the intent, the purpose was to be makir the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's impossible. Because the Rebbeinu Shleilam is infinite, any creation by definition is limited, is finite. The Rebbeinu Shleilam by definition is infinite, and it's impossible for the finite to grasp the infinite. V'yalkein, Gozra Chachmosi Yisbarach Livra Eilam Besimidus Eilam. Therefore, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that he would create the world specifically with midos. Shenikru midos. You know why they're called midos? Al shem shemodad ha-beira baruch hu es'atzmi kaviyachal, because the Rebbeinu Shleilam limited himself. He measured himself. He only allowed himself to be exposed in the world kifi mida, based upon a certain limitation. B'gdei sheyuchlo lahasik k'tas yichud ha-yizbarach. In order that the purpose was of this limitation was so that there could be some grasping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity. What would we be able to grasp? We'd be able to grasp that there is a creator and a ruler. And that the infinite Rebbeinu Shleilam is the one who creates everything. See, he restricted his presence in the world from one midah to the next. The highest midah is called ayin, as we even speak of it in our own terminology. We say that the Rebbeinu Shleilam created yesh me'ayin, right? So the highest midah is created ayin, shi'adayin and emuseges, because although it's already a midah, it too is not musag. Umada des atzmayin, from this midah called ayin, he began the process of medida of tzimtzum. Umada des atzmayin, he restricted his presence, kaviyachal, mimida limida, behishtal shalos, Me'ila la'olol. He uses here every language of restriction and constriction from cause and effect. Va'ad ha'mido asidus ha'nikra malchus. Until he came to the tenth midah, which is called malchus. Why is it called malchus? Ki al yidei ha'mido ha'asidus. Because through this tenth midah, yakiru goydil malchus. It is at that point that a human being can come to recognize the malchus shu melech ha'kol eretz, to the Rebbeinu Shelolam, is the king over the world, the shehu bara hakol yesh miayin, and that I created everything from nothing. K'mesh k'siv, like it says about midas hamalchus, ze'ashar l'Hashem, midas hamalchus is the gate l'Hashem, tzadikim yavoy, by through which the tzadikim will enter. Ki ha'mida hazois hisharu pesach likones, because the midah of malchus is the gate and the opening to enter misharoitz l'avad es b'rei, he who wants to serve his creator, ulikabel olav oil malchusa yisbach shemay. Kinoida, because everybody knows, she'ein mevoy b'shum panim likones, there's no way to enter, ki im al yidei hamida hazois, unless a person is mekabel oil malchus shemay. Just in case we thought we were understanding what we're learning, why not throw in a little Kabbalah? This is the last hay of the shame of Yud Kevavke, Shu Hei Mitzvah Sapeh, which corresponds to the five tools of speech. Shu Adibe Shenik Vigamke Mepeh Adam, and therefore, by the way, the Zohar says that Midas HaMalchus is Nikva Bepeh. It is through the midah of Malchus that a person can come to Dvekas. Now, that being said, he says, but we should understand that all of these tzimtzumim, all of this restriction and constriction that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought into existence in order to allow his presence to be felt and seen in this world, is al yidei tovus habayis yisbarach al bruav. It was all for our good. Because it's the only, through this method, is the only way that we could come to grasp his mastery in his kingdom. Is therefore tzimtzum es atzme kaviyachal memida lemida, as the early Sifrei Chabad explain, that this is a tremendous humiliation for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to remove his true essence. It's they give the mashal of a goyin olam, of an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, sitting down to teach a child Aleph Beis. So he has to be mesalik, he has to set aside all of his wisdom, all of his knowledge, in order that the child should be able to grasp what he has to teach him. Ad mida asidus kenoidus abisvarim. Now he introduces the next stage. V'chol echad miYisrael she'en chedek alikai ma'amish kamalel. Since we said earlier that each of us is a chelik Hashem, is oibazoi, is nishtal shel v'nikva b'toychan, me'asimidus elu. So not only do these things exist in creation, but each of these midas are nishtal shel into us, she'ena l'kus yisbarach k'neida, because they represent this concept called the l'kus, which exists in the world. Is v'chol oid shiyelech mimadrega lemadrega ayidei konze b'sharanal, by entering through the gate of Malchus and then rising through each given midah, yakir v'yasig yoyser goydol adekusi yisbarach ayidei midoy sav o'al yoynim. The person can utilize his own built-in micro midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can utilize those midas to get to know the exalted midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishasku b'soichoi, and he will strengthen within himself hamidas hanikvayim b'chedek nishmasoi me'amidas al-yoynas. He will recognize and be able to fortify the midas that are built into his neshama of these midas al-yoynas by mahuracham afaturacham ahuchan and afaturacham, by contemplating and emulating the Rebbeinu Shlomo's midas, they become the building structure, the fortifying structure to strengthen the person's own midas within himself.
A question.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a Tanya that this whole thing of Sayyidi Shnashalis, the 10 midas, repeats over 4 times. Atzilus, Bia, Itzivo, for the 4 Olamis. According to the saying over here, it's much better. There's only 10. Once you reach Malchus, that's already like the lowest of all of them. Doesn't Malchus Atzilus stand higher than Chochmah, the Bia?
It's all. The reason it's called the Shtalshalus is because it's all in the form of a chain. It's the Sitra Dagger where he mentioned here before that when it's called Ayin, Shiadayin Enim Museges, that really refers to all of the Midas of Atzilus. That in the Midas of Atzilus itself, it's still Enim Museg. It's already a form of Tzimtzum, the Gabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gabe, the human being, to be able to grasp it, it's still totally out of touch. It's not until it comes into lower Ilamas that it becomes accessible, and then depending on where the person's neshama comes from, he speaks there, the Baal Tanya speaks there about the tzaddikim who have neshamas from Yetzira, and others have neshamas from Bria. So that already depends on where the person is able to access in his Avodah. But it does exist clearly on four different levels. The same process exists on four different levels. So now he gets down to something more practical, based upon this introduction. There's a problem. The problem is that most of us are inhabitants of planet Earth. And in planet Earth, these Midas El Yoynis are not very attractive. So we have no access to these exalted, lofty Midas. Why not? Because the way we are created, we are built into, this neshama is housed in a very crass, crude body. How is it possible for a person who dwells in a physical prison to be able to love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a pure love, or to fear him, or any of the other midas? Because the nature of the body, as it is not going to allow the person to have a lofty spiritual love. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in addition to the first symptom, this is the beauty of how he lays this out. Not only did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam allow his midas to be nistzamtzem in order that we should have any grasp of him, but furthermore, nistzamtzem kaviyochel midosav yizbarach gam kim midvarim gashmiyim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam allowed his lofty midas to be lowered into the form of physical things. Shenahavas hatenugim mizayil magashmi. They appear in the love of pleasure of this physical world. Or viyiris chitzayni shem yiris einish, or in foreign fears like the fear of punishment, viyiris bnei adam zemizan, the fear of human beings. Madrega acha madrega, going back to the tzimtzum, level after level, ad shenispashtu hamidis el yoynis, until these unbelievably exalted, lofty midis are lowered me'ila la'olol, from step after step, adigin edvarim shvelim ma'oid, until they appear in mamish nidri kezach, the lowest of things. V'chol zeh, how does this happen? Ki al yidei ha'chemesh emis'ava l'tanugim ha'gashmiyim, because our physical beings have desire for physical pleasure, is through that method, yis'orer boy, it will be awakened in him, midas ha'ahava, this attribute of love, shesham bidavarahu, that exists, it lies dormant in that physical pleasure. Now, ukishyesh le das v'yamuna, if the person has both seichel and emuna, what's the emuna? If the person pays attention and says, hey, what's going on here? This is, what I'm experiencing now is from the lofty, exalted love that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam measured and allowed that to be restricted, using this particular midah. That's the first symptom, is the creation of the midah itself. The second symptom is lizeh ha'olam, into this world. Ado yisei adova, until it came into that thing, b'deich sheyuchlu lechoiz b'zu amida, and he did it for us. He did it so that we would be able to have a handle on this midah. And the person recognizes that that's what's going on here, that it's really a call from above, is azay tekev yechrad. The person will tremble. V'yeichaz b'zu ahav, and he'll grab a hold of this love shenis oirabai that was awakened within him. V'yaschal lev esabodiz baruch ahav chazak, and with it, he will love the Rebbeinu Shlom with a tremendous love. Ubevada yitoysev by ahava yoysev yoysev b'tani ruchni, and that will infuse him with a extremely deep love, a spiritual love. Why? Because Chazal tell us that when a person comes and wants to utilize it for the right purpose, he will receive heavenly assistance. V'nekaloi oz, and it will become easier for him, because it is already existent within him, it will be easier for him to reach out to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the Marnaim does here a half-lidika twist, because most people would imagine that what's going on here is an insult. Why am I feeling love for something so crude, for something so physical, for something so low? Comes the Marnaim and says, you fool, the Rebbeinu Shlom is calling out to you. He's giving you an opportunity to be able to experience love. You need to take it and run with it. V'oz mevi adavar, and by doing so, then the person brings that thing. Dainu amida shayse b'tzimtzum ameitza. He takes the concealed love that existed in that pleasure, el shor shay to its root, el olam ha'ahava v'tainiga elyon shubalai meitza. He takes it to the world of love, to the world of pleasure, which is without any boundaries, sheshamu chasadim gemurim, because the form of tzimtzum, the form of restriction, of confining these midas into the physical world, or even the creation of the midah itself, is a form of din. But if he takes it back to its source, which was what he said earlier, the earliest plan of the Rebbeinu Shlom, hu toiv, umiteva, toiv lehetiv, then he takes it back to its source, which is chasadim gemurim. Shem isham binyan oilam, kemeshik siv, Eilam Chesed Yibana. That was the beginning point of the world. With that, he does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Hesa Kavanasai Kim La Oiradai. The only purpose of creating these crude, lowly desires was in order to reach out to the person, the Ahav Al Yoyna, to the highest love. Just like this person took this exalted love out of its restraint, where it was locked up in this prison of the physical thing that it was in, is kach mistalkin gam kemadinim imenu min ha'olam. The person is the cause that the any form of restriction of confinement, which is din, is removed from him and from the world. Ki adinin and soida tzimtzum, because din and tzimtzum are the same. But when the midah escapes from its confinement, then the dinim are batlovid, and as a result of his actions, there is a tremendous goodness and blessing that comes to the world. So one more paragraph. This is true not just of love, this is true of any midah. Kigan yira is again Gazer Chachmasi is Baruch Habilti Maseges, the Rebbeinu Shlom's highest wisdom decreed. Sheev Shalova the Yira Gemura Vazaka. We can't, physical beings, we can't come to pure Yira. Maybe Lade Sheedova Sheeiris Chumre the Zamida. Were it not for the fact that there should be something in the physical being that would relate to that Mida. Is Alkein Ispashta Midas Hayira El Yaina. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom allowed this highest yira to spread, and it too was lowered and locked into lowly things, until the place where even a physical being can come to a place this Eirisham b'midah he to be awakened with that midah. Because there too, the person, the human, the physical human being can relate to it. Kigain, for instance, call Yiras Achitzainis, any external form of Yira. But the main intent of the Creator who limited and allowed his Midah to go there is Bichdei Shaidei Zea Mokamahu. Because through that place where the Rebbeinu Shlom allowed his Yira to go, is because then it will be easy for the person to be able to reach the true Yira. Because he's already in a Yira mode. Therefore, he can take that Yira and use it to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person is able to extract it from its confine, and he brings it to its source above. And then he promises, he says elsewhere, he promises that if a person utilizes the yira for a higher purpose, the cause of that yira itself will disappear. Because the entire form of din is because it came through tzimtzum. However, when the person takes it and brings it up to its source, then there's no purpose for it to exist anymore. The only reason it came down in the first place was to awaken the person to yira. But a person who doesn't have this mindset is nisha b'mkayim l'mata. So whether it's the ahava or it's the yira, it gets stuck in its prison here below. And he drags himself and the mida further down. And then he never has to suffer the consequences of the form in which that yira came. All right, we'll take it up from here, Mirz Hashem, next week.